Hello, everyone. This is Phil Yeager, and I'm here with Mansoor Farhad, who teaches over at a college in Philadelphia. And our guest today is James Whitaker, who is actually dialing in from London. And James will tell you later what he does. But anyway, I hope you enjoyed the music as we start the thing. Now it's Scott Joplin. I don't know, probably most of you don't even know who Scott Joplin is. Or he was, but that is music from the movie The Sting, which I think was in the 80s, and it was with Robert Redford and Paul Newman, and really good. I really liked the music, so that's why I used that for our introduction. So anyway, welcome to our podcast. By the way, the podcast is called The CPA Review and More. Today, we're not going to be talking about CPA Review. We're going to be talking about more. We're going to talk about what James Whitaker does, his service, and what he can possibly do for you if you want to get into a big four accounting firm. So anyway, Farhad, I keep calling him Farhad. Surely Mansoor, I apologize. Mansoor, all right, I'm going to let you introduce James. Go ahead, please.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this podcast. We are here not to only help you pass the CPA exam, we're here to also help you succeed in your accounting career. And today, hopefully, we'll do this by introducing to you James Whitaker, a unique individual that's going to help you get into the big four. So if you're looking for a job with the big four, he's going to show you the way to get in, and that's what he does actually for a living. Yes, Dr. Yeager and I can help you pass the CPA exam through Yeager CPA Review, but that's not good enough. If you can't get a job, that's the CPA exam is useless. So let's go ahead and get started. Hi, James. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Thank you for agreeing to be our host for today. Could you tell us a little bit more about your background, please?
Sure. And thank you, Mansoor and Phil, for having me. So, to start off, I don't actually have my CPA. I actually have my ACA, which is the UK equivalent. I'm in the UK today, and I actually split my time between New York and the UK. So I'm kind of all over the place. But yeah, so I worked at Deloitte for a bit over 10 years. I worked in New York City, and I also worked in a UK office as well. And one of my passions has always been how people get hired into these firms, because I myself came through a very kind of unique pathway. I call it the back door, because I had a chemistry major and I was working in a chemistry laboratory and also a cinema in the evening. And then I kind of got through the back door into Deloitte, into the big four. And then after working at Deloitte for a long time, as I said, I decided that, you know what, the thing that really, really interests me is, like I said, helping people get hired into these firms. And so that's what I've been doing for the past couple of years now.
James, did you start by helping people, just somebody ask you for help? Or how did you get started officially helping people? Did you start by a company, or did you just start as an amateur, then you moved on into making this an official job, basically?
Yeah, great question. So, as you put it, I started off as an amateur. So it was kind of a hobby to start off with, because people found out, you know, through contacts and through talking to people, I got hired this really indirect way that I mentioned, and they just wanted to ask me questions. You know, people came to me and said, hey, I've got this certain background, or, you know, I'm 40 years old, or whatever it might be. Do you think I've got a chance of getting into one of the big four firms? Because, as you know, that's where everyone in accounting and tax and you know, other finance-based industries, that's where most people want to be. So I started off as that hobby, and I got so many questions that I thought to myself, well, I can't help all these people individually, so I'll create a website, right, with some simple information. I put that out there, and it was, you know, the first version was horrible. I created it myself, and I'm not a designer by any means.
Yes.
But
I can relate. This is how I started my YouTube. Go ahead.
I know, yeah. It's hard trying to wear all those different hats when you're starting something like this. I'm sure you know.
Yes.
It grew from there. So I started off with just getting about, you know, 10 visitors in the first few months. But after about 6 months, I was getting about 40,000 visitors to my website.
Wow, that's interesting.
It was going up the ranks in Google, and people, you know, loads of people started reaching out to me, and it got even bigger then. And what was once that hobby was now turning into something which was just getting out of hand. So I had to make a decision then, you know, would I carry on the partner track at Deloitte? And I was about 2 years away from being promoted to partner at Deloitte in New York City, or was I going to do this? And, you know, it'd always been my passion, this interest in this system, and helping people like me, you know, the more unique, well, everybody in general, but particularly the more unique candidates. So I, you know, I decided to take the leap and leave Deloitte and go and do that.
That's very interesting. Thank you, James.
Now, James, I'm looking, how do I get to your website? What exactly am I looking for? What would be the keywords to get me to your website?
Yeah. So the website itself is big4careerlab.com, and four the number, not the word. So that's the simplest way. And you can go there, and I've got some free guides into interviewing, writing your resume, those kind of things. So that's the easiest way, or simply just search on Google for either my name or the website.
All right. So Phil Yeager, you know, gets your website. He contacts you, and I say, James, it's always been my lifelong dream to work for a big four firm, all right? But I don't think I know how to get in the door, all right? Can you advise me? What do you tell him?
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, that's what I've been doing for the past couple of years. So my background in, you know, as part of the hiring process at Deloitte, also doing it myself, as I mentioned, and now helping, you know, I've helped over 300 people so far actually get hired into the big four firms. And the reason that people have so much issue with actually getting hired is because the failure rate is so high. So you can actually look these statistics up online. You can look in the various annual reports from the big four, and the rejection rate for people that apply is 98%. So, you know, if someone comes to me and says, why am I failing? Then, well, that's the main reason, because 98% of people that apply get rejected. Right.
So even though there's a shortage of accountants, CPAs, there's still a 98% chance they won't hire you.
Yeah. So, and this is the big problem for the big four, actually. And you know, and it's why what I do is so helpful to people, because the only way these firms can grow is through hiring people, because they don't have, you know, big factories. They don't have fleets of trucks or factories or these things. You know, another company could just buy another factory and increase their production twofold. The big four can't do that. They just need to hire more people. But they have to hire the right people as well, because if they hire the wrong people, it'll just destroy their reputation, and they won't actually be doing the work, you know, the value of work and the level of work that they need to be doing. So that's why, you know, they have a huge issue in terms of their hiring, and that's what I'm here to, you know, to help everybody solve in a way.
Now, do you recommend that I would go for the CPA first before I would even come to you, or, you know, what's the accreditation in Canada? I'm sorry, in London called Chartered Accountant, or?
Yeah, so it's ACA, Associate Chartered Accountant.
So should we get, you know, I want to get that job, and obviously, am I thinking wrong? They don't want really entry level. You don't want to deal. We're dealing with more senior level. Is that correct?
So me personally, or the big four in general?
Well, you personally, who do you deal with? You don't deal with entry level, do you?
Everybody. So I, you know, and it's because everybody needs to understand this process. So, you know, people at target schools, you know, in the US where they have campus recruiting, in a way, the pathway is easy for them. But the difficulty for them is the competition, right? So if you've got 500 people in your accounting, in your business school doing your accounting program, how are you going to stand out from all those other 500? I can help people do that.
Should I have the CPA before? What do you think?
Yeah, that's a good question. And typically, I would say, you know, it's not necessary. So it is necessary to promote, to get promoted, to move on within the big four firms, but it's not necessary to get hired with your CPA. You know, if you're a more unique candidate, again, you know, and as I was going to say, that they are more of my target market, because, you know, it's those people that often need more help. You know, the people at target schools, I definitely can help them, but it's usually the unique candidates that come to me. And for somebody like that, if they say, you know, should I get my CPA? You know, maybe I've done one exam. Should I finish it? Then I'll say, you know, probably yes, because that's another string to your bow. That gives you something else to do to actually, you know, show the firms that you're committed and you have what it takes to do the work that you need to do.
Mansoor, you have a question you want to ask?
Yes, James. Could you outline for us, why do people fail to get hired? I'm sure you have, based on your experience, you have specific reasons or maybe some theory why people fail to get hired at the Big Four.
Yeah, and yeah, exactly. Like I said, so the main reason is that the failure rate is 98%, right? So 100 people will apply and only two will get the job. So it's 1 in 50 chance of getting hired. But the reason that so many people fail, and there's a few reasons for this, because as Phil said, you know, there's a shortage. They want more people and they often struggle to get them. But the first reason is that people apply online, right? They apply online through the same channels as everybody else. But only 20 to 30% of positions are actually advertised online. And this is actually common across all jobs, right? So I was looking at something in the Wall Street Journal the other day, an article the other day that said, in the US, there's only 25% of any job is ever advertised on the job boards and other career sites.
Interesting. Right?
So this, I know, it's a crazy statistic. So 75% of jobs in any industry and not advertised. So you need to, you know, get a referral, you need to know somebody, you need to do something different to get that job. And so that's the first thing. You know, most people are just bashing out resumes, applying online, and they're just battling 90% of the rest of people because they're doing the same thing for only 20 to 30% of jobs. So, you know, the failure rate's obviously going to be massive when you think of it that way. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that candidates just don't know how to sell themselves. So, you know, we're talking about CPA. People think that, okay, I've got my CPA. Well, they'll definitely hire me then. Or I've got 5 years of experience working in a bank. You know, oh, that's enough to get me in the door. Well, it's not, because the candidates need to know and then explain why it's relevant. So why is it relevant that, you know, you've got a 3.9 GPA? Okay, you're great at passing exams, but how does that help me as a Big Four partner serve my clients? You know, if you're incredibly shy, or you can't speak, you can't get your words out, you can't explain difficult concepts in an easy to understand manner, then I'm not going to hire you. So you need to understand what it is specifically about what you've done that's relevant for the job at hand, and that's all about selling yourself. So that's the second thing. And I mean, that was the biggest thing that I noticed when I was at Deloitte. That happened all the time, and it was, you know, actually just really annoying, honestly, when you had to take time out of your day to interview these people and they just couldn't do that.
Interesting.
And then finally, you know, interviewing like is always a big one. So most people just don't understand what the interviewer wants. And the key thing for the Big Four, and I mentioned this briefly before, was that they don't have, you know, factories or other products or patents and things like that. It's all about relationships. So the number one thing that you're trying to prove to the interviewer or anyone that you meet from the Big Four is that you can build relationships, you can solidify relationships, because at the end of the day, you know, if you're going to become a partner one day, that's your entire business is built on all the relationships you have and the network you have. So it's really, really important. So yeah, those are the three biggest reasons why people fail.
People ask me a lot of times, should I work at the Big Four or should I work at a smaller firm? All right. So what's the advantage of working at the Big Four versus a smaller firm?
Yeah, no, I'm glad you asked that, Phil. So there's two big reasons, the ones that I always tell people. So first of all, there's something called the 9-to-5 professional apocalypse, which apparently is coming. You know, obviously some newspaper hack came up with that name, but it's already happening. You know, last week I was reading another article by Business Insider, and it said that the number of accounting positions that are going to be available is actually going to fall by about 150,000 over the next 7 years. So, you know, it doesn't mean that accounting is going away, and I'm sure you guys are happy about that.
Of course.
But it does mean that, you know, the lower level menial accounting jobs, you know, just random bookkeeping and things, those ones are going to disappear. But on the flip side, as I was saying, the big four firms are recruiting more than ever because they need people at the higher levels who are going to be doing those things. So, you know, if you think about tax, for example, I know this is a good example. So, you know, TurboTax is becoming a big thing in the US, which, you know, I don't know when it came online, but, you know, 30, 40 years ago wouldn't have been something that people could use. So the need for really small CPA firms doing tax is reducing. But then because the tax landscape and businesses are expanding so much internationally, you know, the need for things like international tax planning for big corporations is increasing massively. So if you want to have, you know, a kind of a future-proofed career, that's the way to do it. So that's the first thing. And then the second thing is that the opportunities at a big four firm are just massive. You know, we know about getting to partner, and something like 10% of all new hires will get there if they stay and they do what they need to do. And, you know, we know that they earn hundreds of thousands of dollars or millions of dollars a year, and that's fantastic for those people. But for the average person, the opportunities in general are, you know, pretty tremendous. So if you work for a big four firm, you get, you know, the training, the pay, the benefits, all those things. And, you know, a little story that I always tell when I'm talking about this is that when I was at Deloitte, I got 4 months of leave when I had my first kid, right, which is fantastic because in the US, the average leave that a new father gets is pretty much zero, right? So you got 4 months at Deloitte, zero at other firms. And, you know, that makes a big difference to your life and what you can do for your family. So that's when you're there. You know, it's great when you're there. But then the opportunities when you leave, you know, because a huge number of positions out there for accountants and in all other fields, because, you know, I help people in a lot of different fields, they either require or prefer people with a big four background. You know, so if you don't have big four background and you're up against somebody in the future for a position you're trying to get hired into and they do have big four background, you're not really gonna have a chance.
I agree. Lot of jobs, they say CPA plus big four preferred. Mm-hmm. So they do clearly list the big four. They don't care which one of the big four, but they clearly say the big four. So James, over the past 18 months, I know you have helped over 300 people get into the big four, get hired. What is your key to your success? How would you outline this?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I think first of all, it's my experience. So I mentioned I got in there through the back door, where, you know, from my chemistry major and working in a lab. I've worked in the US and the UK in for Deloitte for over 10 years, and, you know, Deloitte in New York is the headquarters. So you see a lot of things there in that office that you don't see anywhere else, you know, particularly in terms of how the hiring processes work for, you know, globally. And then as part of the hiring process, just reviewing, you know, thousands of resumes, interviewing hundreds and hundreds of people, and now helping all these people since I started Big Four Career Lab in the last couple of years. There is nobody in the world that I know of who has that kind of experience. So that's really the key to it is that all this experience, you know, it's what I can teach people. It's what I've seen over these 12 years of being at Deloitte and helping people through Big Four Career Lab and also doing it myself, you know, back when I actually joined Deloitte back in the day.
I see. I know you are starting a new masterclass that's going to be launching the end of January, end of this month. Could you tell us a little bit more what is it about and how to sign up for it?
Yeah, definitely. So for the past year or so, you know, I've been focusing more on helping senior level candidates get into the big four. So some of my recent clients have been, you know, people who are managers at mid-tier accounting firms and want to make the jump up to big four, are people with, you know, 15, 20 years of experience, people at high level in industry who want to move in. You know, one recently was healthcare consulting. So those kind of people. But for each of those people, you know, I give them my personal time. So I can only help a few of them every month. And, you know, and it's a relatively expensive thing for me to personally coach them. So my new program is designed for everybody, right? So it's from students, people, whether they're at a target school or a non-target school, up to people with 10 to 15 years of experience. You know, it's everything that I've learned over this 12-year period that I spoke about, distilled down into a 6-week program, and aims to get people hired as quickly as possible. So, you know, if anyone out there is thinking, I wonder if this is for me, you know, first of all, I would check it out and see. But my answer would be yes. If you want to get into a Big Four firm, if that's your aim, then this is going to massively increase your chances. Because I'm still going to provide that, you know, personalized support to these people. Because the first batch of people I'm going to take on at the end of January is only going to be limited to 100. So I can actually give them my personal support. And I've already got over 1,000 who are interested in this. So enrollment's going to close quite quickly after I open it. But I'm just really excited to, you know, help all these people. And like I said, this program is aimed at everybody. So it's the high level coaching that I've been doing is for people who really need that personalized assistance, personalized help, and, you know, and can afford to pay for it. But this program is for everybody, everybody out there who wants to learn what I know, my experience of doing this so many times, this is for them.
And this is done online. How do you do this program?
Yeah. Great question, Phil. So, so it's all online. So there's two, I mean, there's a number of elements and, you know, people can read about it if they want to go and join and have a look. But two main elements, which is an online masterclass. So that's, there's about over 60 videos in there now, and loads of templates and things like that they can go in and download and view, and it's basically the entire nuts and bolts of the process. So it's, you know, how you sell yourself, understanding your unique value in the market, how to build the perfect resume, you know, based on my experience of reviewing 2,000 of them. You know, how to unlock what I call the hidden job market, which is the 70% of other jobs that aren't advertised online. You know, what are all the ways that you can do that, and how does that work for the Big Four firms? And then interviewing, obviously, is a massive one as well, and we cover that in a lot of detail. So that's part of it. That's online. That's kind of static in terms of people can go in 24/7 and review and look at the videos, anything they need. And then the other part is a mastermind group, where I'll be in there answering people's questions. So anything that, you know, personal questions that people have that aren't covered in the masterclass, I'll be there to answer them. So it really will cover every single thing that anyone needs to know.
When people want to go into the Big Four, obviously the benefits are that they'll get the best experience than a smaller firm, and it looks good on a resume. However, do people ask you what the disadvantages are of working for the Big Four?
Yeah, it's interesting. So not really. And I think a lot of people do. And I know why you're asking, Phil, is a lot of people do get scared away from wanting to work at a Big Four firm because they hear the horror stories of working, you know, 100 hours every week for the whole year. And, you know, it's not the case. So first off, audit and accounting only makes up about 40% of what the Big Four firms actually do. It varies. You know, PwC is a bit more. Deloitte, I think, is only 30%. So everything else that they do. So I did economic tax consulting, completely different to accounting. And I never worked, you know, the maximum I worked ever was about 60 hours a week. Most of the time it was between 40 and 50. You know, there are circumstances, particularly in audit when you're at the junior levels, that you might be working more hours, or if you're in tax busy season when you're filing all the returns, yeah, you know, your hours might be quite big. But the way you have to think about it is, you know, you're not just selling yourself, you're getting something out of it as well. Because, you know, if you only stay for those 2 years, then you have that on your resume. You've also done all those trainings, you know, you've really improved your prospects to the market in as a whole, you know, and even though it might be hard for those 2 years, you can stay at the Big Four, and, you know, and it gets easier because then you've got the new class coming in who's doing all that work, or you can leave and do whatever else you want to do, you know, or thirdly, you can move within the Big Four and, you know, do tax or do something else, which, you know, has less of that, that hour restraint on it. So yeah, I don't think it's any worse than any other public accounting position. You know, I think anyone that goes into a public accounting knows that this is a possibility. And I don't think the Big Four is specifically you know, worse in that way.
A big advantage of working for the Big Four was if people didn't want to make that their career, if they were there long enough, generally the clients, you know, the clients might ask them, might you join our company? Now, I don't know if they can still do that if it's publicly held. I know we have Sarbanes-Oxley and all that. Mm-hmm. But is that, I mean, other than publicly held, well, they deal mostly with publicly held. Is that what they're doing, the Big Four? They audit publicly held companies?
Yeah, yeah.
So can they offer, this is more, I guess, of an Sarbanes-Oxley question.
Yes.
But can they actually offer these people that were the auditors, can they offer them positions in the companies? And, you know, they can get, you know, be controllers,
yeah,
CFOs, whatever. Is that still the case? Are you familiar with that at all?
Yes, I am. So obviously, auditor independence is massive, as you mentioned. And it depends on what level you're at. So, you know, junior staff actually have a lot. The criteria is a lot more open. So they can, you know, in a lot of circumstances, go and do that. But I think the key thing is it's not, you know, all these companies talk to each other. So if your client is, you know, company A, then the CFO at company A probably knows the CFO at company B who you can go and work for. And, he, you know, he'll happily recommend you for a position. So it's not, you know, it's not just that way that you can do it. You know, it's having that entire network because you're always in front of those clients. So you're always showing them what you can do, showing them how good you are. Yes. And an interesting statistic, actually. So the FTSE 100, which, you know, I'm sure you guys know what it is, but for anyone that doesn't, it's essentially the UK equivalent of the Fortune 500. And there's a nice statistic, which is that 67% of all CFOs for the FTSE 100 companies have a Big Four background. So that just shows.
Interesting. Interesting. Absolutely.
No. So anyway, we have a few minutes left, James. And I, once again, can you give your website? I mean, you just tell the people who are listening, what is your website?
Mm-hmm.
If they want to get in touch with you. James?
Yeah, no, sorry. I thought you were going to say something else. No, yeah, it's big for the number, careerlab.com.
And I'm sure you contact James. He would be, he'd love to get in touch with you and help you. And this is actually a service that I never heard of. We didn't have that when I was actually in public accounting. And it probably would have helped me get into a Big Four, which actually was the Big Eight back then. All right. And now we call these the Final Four, you know. But, you know, things have changed. It was, back then, in order to get into a Big Eight firm, they looked for only basically certain averages, like 3.0 or better. I think it's probably higher now than 3.0. But that's what they were looking for. So, you know, I went to a Big 15, if you want to call it that. I went to Seedman & Seedman and worked on some good clients. So I got some real good experience. But, James, I want to thank you very much from dialing in from London. And, Mansoor, thank you so much.
You're tremendously
helpful with this podcast. And by the way, this is our first podcast. And James, you are the first guest.
Yes,
how do you
James,
feel about that, James?
It makes me very happy.
Good, James. And you know what? We want to make everyone happy. So anyway, James, thank you so much. I really enjoy hearing your voice, that British, very sophisticated. All right. And because I'm from New York and we don't sound sophisticated one way. So anyway, thank you very much. Mansoor, thank you. I want to thank our producer.
Thank you, Dr. Yeager.
All right. Rob Medford. And we are going to have continued webcasts. What do I call it? Webcast podcasts in the future. We'll be doing more. If you have any suggestions on topics, please let us know. All right. My email is phil@yeager. That's Y-A-E. Don't forget the A-E. G is in George, E-R. phil@yeagercpareview.com. And Mansoor, what is your email if they want to contact you?
Sure. They can Google my name, Mansoor Farhat, or I'm going to give my cell number, 484-243-0241. We are here to help you pass the CPA exam with Yeager CPA Review. And James, good luck with your class. I'm pretty sure it's going to be a great success.
Thank you very much. Thanks, guys, and thanks for having me on.
You're very welcome. And thanks again. And have a happy new year, James.
I will. You too.
Take care. Thank you very much, everyone. Look forward to our next podcast. Please listen. Please contact us. We're here to help you. Thank you.